For the past 20-plus years, William Jennings Bryan Oleander of Here, Kansas, has been commenting on life in the West, Kansas and the High Plains. Oleander tries to tease out the essence of place and what it means to be a person of place. Folks, even though I'm up there in years, I'm not too old to try for some change. In advance of the holiday season, Thanksgiving and Christmas, I thought I'd best stay in better touch with the younger folks in my family. So for the first several weeks in November, after reactivating my email account, I started writing. Nothing important, just thinking of you and heard from your mother that baby Paula was sick, hope she's all better. About 2 emails a day. Such chit-chat received nothing in return. I know the kids are busy these days, their lives wrung out with childcare and carpooling, with working more than one job, with some of them in school. I was philosophical about the silence, and I thought persistent. I joined Facebook, friended all my extended family, and posted little squibs about the seed catalogs arriving in the mail, about the temperature highs and lows, about Mabel Beamer's cat and Claude Anderson's dog. A couple of my family members liked my posts. I Facebook messaged them with nothing important, and that meant nothing back. Every morning, I'd turn on that computer, check my email, scroll through Facebook, and find nothing personal. Facebook was mostly gags, those pictures like the one titled Arizona Winter Storm showing an overturned lawn chair with the words, "We will rebuild," or short videos meant to inspire me or make me laugh or shake my head about the human condition or increase my admiration for babies or cats or dogs. In short, the posts exaggerated the cute, the sentimental, the ridiculous, the inspirational, and the cynical. Everything from the phrase, "Happiness is carrying so many books home from the library that your arms hurt," which is not my idea of happiness, to the riddle, "Which U.S. state has the smallest soft drinks?" Answer, Minnesota. Email was worse. More of nothing from all those who have my email address, humorous forwards, inspirational forwards to make me renew my faith in humanity or God or science or common sense. Some made me lose faith in all those things. One forward was full of bad jokes about Muslims. Yes, racism thrives. Only the targets change. Others chronicled the criminal behavior of immigrants. Some were warnings about computer viruses that don't exist except as email forwards, which are a kind of virus in themselves. Folks, in my resolution to connect, I learned 2 things. First, that younger folks are not using Facebook or email. In my only Facebook reply, my great-granddaughter clued me in. "Gramps," she wrote, "we do Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat." I didn't ask her what those were or how they worked. I can't even say Insta, Twitter, Snapgram. Second, I learned to hate forwards. As I told Iola Humboldt, anything that comes as a forward is likely backward. So much for connection. Instead, I renewed my desire to disconnect. I went back to my seed catalogs and my rotary telephone. That baby's better, by the way, and Claude's dog has only benign tumors. Mabel's cat is on a science diet, and the weather, well, that's changeable. That was commentary by William Jennings Bryan Oleander of Here, Kansas, actually the radio voice of Washburn University Emeritus Professor Thomas Fox Averill. Glad to be with you here today.